Nossa, escuta.
It's April 3rd and the logbook.com's escape pod is plowing ahead at full speed. I'm Earl Green, here to take you back in time for a tour of the futuristic, the fantastic, and the unashamedly geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. In 1973, the Soviet Union launched the Salyut 2 space station, the first space station based on the Almaz military station design, devised in the late 60s by the Soviets in response to a U.S. Air Force space station that never took off. The real kicker is that no one ever visited Salyut 2. It's a good thing they did. Serious technical issues left the station tumbling out of control until it burned up in Earth's atmosphere less than 2 months after it was launched. In 1981, the Osborne 1 portable computer was first shown off at the West Coast Computer Fair in San Francisco. And for a portable, it was huge, packing 5 1/4-inch floppy disk drives into tiny CRT monitor and a full-size keyboard into a suitcase-sized enclosure. It weighed at least 30 pounds. Sure, I'll just open that up in my lap. In 2000, Microsoft found itself on the business end of an antitrust ruling as a judge ruled that the makers of Windows had their boot on the competition's throat. Born on this day in 1924, British actor Peter Hawkins, who became best known as the original voice of the Daleks and the Cybermen.
There were two races on this planet. We, the Daleks, and the Thals.
Now we have returned. We are called Cybermen. Yes, Cybermen. We were exactly like you once.
He died in 2006. Astronaut Gus Grissom, who flew in the Mercury and Gemini programs before dying in the Apollo 1 fire, was born today in 1926. Born on this day in 1973, Jamie Bamber, Apollo from the 21st century remake of Battlestar Galactica. In 2008, Johnny Byrne, writer and script editor of the 70s sci-fi series Space 1999, died. In 1980, the first season of Buck Rogers in the 25th century wrapped up with Part 2 of Flight of the War Witch, which the last viewers would see of actor Tim O'Connor as Dr. Hewer and Pamela Hensley as Princess Ardala. The second season, which did not air until 1981, never explained where these characters went.
Well, you can see any side of me that you like any time of the day or night.
Well, until we meet again, Princess.
It can never be too soon, Captain Rogers.
I was afraid you were going to say that.
And on this day in 2010, the 11th Doctor made his first appearance in a Doctor Who episode appropriately titled The 11th Hour.
Hello. I'm the Doctor. Basically, run.
You can read about these events and many, many more every day of the year on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline, and you can also pick up the logbook's original books and DVDs there, along with the hundreds of other titles in the logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to the logbook.com's Escape Pod.
Escape pod was written and flown to Iron Man.